So glad to be with you and appreciate you always. We do it for you, the best and brightest audience in all of radio. 8:21, we pick up on some of the news out there, among other things, the tsunami that has taken place. The tsunami that is feared for now with the 7.7 magnitude earthquake striking the South Pacific today, triggering a tsunami warning for nearby nations, including Vanuatu. I massacred that. Chances are we're not going there. Fiji and Kiribati. The U.S. Tsunami Warning Center initially issued a tsunami alert for coasts within about 620 miles of the epicenter, but lifted that alert 3 hours after the quake struck the region. The Hawaii Emergency Management Agency also confirmed no tsunami threat was expected for the western U.S. States. So, all right, so out of sight, out of mind, but believe me, it will be in the news, just as the story of the sad story of Senator Dianne Feinstein, who returned to the Senate after a roughly 3-month absence. And of course, as you might guess, questions are swirling about her fitness for office. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, is here with the ongoing rest of the story. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.
Absolutely, Paul. Thanks for having me back on.
She's nearly 90. She's 89.
Correct.
She had been recovering from shingles at home in California, had been absent from Capitol Hill since February. Her office confirmed yesterday that she experienced broader health complications following her shingles diagnosis, which kind of contradicted earlier denials from the senator herself. But man, sadly, she looks terrible. She does look really in horrible shape, frankly. There's no other way to put it.
But she's still being, you know, wheeled around Congress by her aides, and she's been making votes and everything. So, you know, she's back to work, and there are new accusations, though, that Nancy Pelosi's daughter has been aiding Dianne Feinstein in trying to get her to finish out her term, which ends next year, in order to help Adam Schiff get elected to the Senate.
Oh, man. It doesn't matter if the people can't do their job. If you can wheel them in there as a body, they're going to do what they have to do to continue to put feathers in the cap of, in this case, the Democrat Party. I wouldn't suggest that the Republicans might not do the same thing. I'm just saying that is craziness. I mean, it's really crazy.
Yeah. And to kind of follow up on what I was just saying there, so Pelosi's office has denied this, but you know, the Politico report that these accusations came from pretty much implied that the Pelosi's are trying to help Feinstein finish out her term because, you know, we have an election in California that's upcoming. And if, in fact, Feinstein was to retire early, then Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, would then be able to select the next senator
He's a Democrat. What are they afraid of?
Correct. Well, here's the thing, though. He would appoint that next senator would have incumbency, and he has said that if he's going to pick somebody, he's going to pick a black woman. So naturally, people think that means it would be Barbara Lee, who's a Democratic, you know, longtime congresswoman from California, who's running for that seat. And then ultimately, if she has that position, that's going to hurt Adam Schiff's chances of winning that seat, because she's going to have incumbency. And then she's going to get that name recognition. And the Pelosi's have, or Nancy Pelosi has endorsed Schiff for that seat. So this would hurt his chances if, in fact, Barbara Lee was given that opportunity.
Well, anything that would hurt Adam Schiff's chances of doing anything in our government, I would be all for. And I don't even know who Barbara Lee is. I thought you were, I honestly, I don't mean to sound so harsh.
So if you want to know who Barbara Lee is, I think the one thing I think she's most notable for on a national scale is that she's one of the few people who voted against the war in Afghanistan back when that happened, back in the early 2000s.
Okay. Meanwhile, we've got Ryan Schmelz with us, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. I swear to you, when you said it was Dianne Feinstein's daughter pushing around.
Oh, did I say that? Pelosi's. It's Pelosi's daughter.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. When you said it, I'm sorry, you were right. You said,
okay,
I was stumbling over the Feinstein, fine line that we walked. But anyway, when you said it was Nancy Pelosi's daughter aiding Dianne Feinstein, I thought you were going to say because Nancy Pelosi wants her daughter in. But I, you're not saying that.
Yeah, no. That there's no credible allegations of that whatsoever. You know, there's a pretty competitive primary going on in California right now. You know, with the two people we've just been talking about, but also Katie Porter, who's also a representative from California. But yeah, there's no indication that Nancy Pelosi's daughter is trying to get into politics.
I mean, we have Feinstein, we have Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not criticizing people when they're down and when they're sick. I'm merely pointing out that the Democrats have spent a lot of time trying to keep people in office that maybe shouldn't still be there. And my gosh, I just saw, and I think it was a current picture with Senator John Fetterman, who's had all kinds of problems. I saw him in a lineup where everybody had suits on, which is the way it should be under the circumstances.
Right. And yeah, he looked like yesterday.
Yeah, he looked like he just had come from a gym working out. It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It brings no pride to his office or that office in general. I mean, I thought it was ridiculous. Sorry.
Yeah, that certainly is a part of his brand. And we should probably also mention that this has happened before, and I think this was kind of talked about with John McCain when his health was in pretty tough condition. He missed a lot of votes during that time, or missed a lot of time in office, and then ultimately he died while he was still an elected senator. So it's been the first time we've had this conversation.
Nope, you're right. As I said at the beginning, Democrats and Republicans are of like mind on keeping those people warm bodies in place. Thanks so much, Ryan Schmelz. Have a great weekend.
You too, Paul. Thank you.
We continue on WJR.